Hello and welcome to our podcast where we're chatting with Shane today. She is one of our amazing clients that has just finished her first 6-week challenge. And before the challenge, she was feeling like she couldn't fit into her clothes. Clothes shopping was uncomfortable. She was struggling with mental health, PCOS symptoms, depression, to now fast forward only 6 weeks. We're going to talk about her amazing changes, but just to give you a little preview, she is now fitting back into her old clothes, feeling confident to clothes shop again. She's feeling confident in her body. She's changed her whole outlook on her relationship with food, how she views her body, and this story is just amazing. But we're also going to break down how she did it and the steps so that hopefully you can do this for yourself too. So welcome.
Hello.
And I first want to take you back 12 months ago. You didn't know me, you weren't in this coaching. How were you feeling 12 months ago?
Myself, I definitely was depressed. I was very anxious all the time, hated clothes shopping, hated how I looked within my clothes. It was just not a great time and my mental health was awful. Back 12 months ago, I would definitely sit within my feelings and stay in that depressed stage for days, maybe weeks on end, and I definitely don't do that anymore. And I think that's one of the biggest things that I've found is that last week I had a bit of a moment, didn't sit within it, I just, you know, talked through it and got over it within 30 to 60 minutes, you know, like.
That's phenomenal, right?
It doesn't happen to everyone, and I definitely didn't think it would happen to me.
And that's a bit of a misconception that people think of, like, I'm stuck with these depressed or anxious feelings. I have to dwell in it and be stuck in it for days, weeks, years. Sometimes it becomes someone's identity. I am depressed, or
yes,
I am anxious and I have anxiety.
Yes.
But actually, what I've learned through my mental health journey and now what you're learning as well is that you can change those thoughts in a matter of 60 minutes.
Yes.
Even quicker sometimes. You don't have to stay stuck in it for days and weeks on end.
No. And I've been feeling so much better.
Yeah.
So much better.
It would be a whole fresh perspective,
yes,
and a new lightness that would be coming as well.
Yes, definitely.
And then before you started the coaching with us 6 weeks ago, what was going on in your life that made you say, I think I need to stop these excuses. I think I need to make a change.
Just feeling stagnant, I think, was one of the biggest ones. But then also just being unhappy with my body, not feeling confident, knowing that I'm going on this holiday and not feeling confident that I'll be fitting into clothes that I used to, or if I was wearing a tight dress, I'd feel lumpy and gross and big, and you know, like, I didn't want to feel that way. And when I do feel those feelings, I again stick with it, and it can ruin my whole mood, ruin my whole day. And then I feel like it ruins other people's perspective of me. And I'm usually a bright, bubbly person. If I just had to do it for myself, then for my family and my friends and my relationship as well.
Definitely for your relationship too, because you're so right that when we're in these negative cycles about our body and about ourselves, it does ripple effect out into the other people in our lives. And they won't have as fun of a time if you're second guessing what you're wearing and you're uncomfortable in your clothes. They're going to pick up on that.
Yes. Definitely.
Yeah. And then when you did start the challenge, how were you feeling? Was it nerves? Was it excitement?
A bit of both.
Yeah.
I was feeling a bit nervous, I think more because of that negative self-talk that I do have. I didn't think that I would be able to do it. I didn't think I'd be able to accomplish my goals to the standard that I thought was appropriate. I feel like I have. But I definitely worked through some mental issues throughout the first week and even throughout this whole 6 weeks. The first week was really exciting though. I think just starting building those habits was really good, and I know that it set me up for the future and for, you know, relieving the PCOS symptoms. That was a big one. And knowing that I want to have babies in the future, just setting myself up in that first week was really huge. I think it's just put a lot of things in perspective.
So I'm proud of you, because even though you had all those thoughts going through your head of like, can I do this? What if I mess it up? Will I be able to finish it? You did it anyway. And often when we're starting something new, especially walking into a gym for the first time, starting a coaching program for the first time, that can be quite nerve-wracking, and all those thoughts, that self-doubt, self-comparison, imposter syndrome thoughts can pop up.
Yeah.
But you chose to do it anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. And look where you are. Imagine if you hadn't just got in and got it done.
I know.
Yeah.
Not in a good space.
Yeah. And then let's talk during the challenge, so after the first week, you overcame some of that self-talk, you were excited, you were starting to make some really good habit changes. What were the first kind of signs of a difference or a result that you saw?
Less bloating.
Less bloating, yes.
Less bloating. I bloat nearly, or used to bloat nearly every day, and it used to ruin my mood a lot. And now, you know, if I've not followed the meal plan to a T, then I can tell that I've bloated a little bit more that day. But even then, the bloating went away very quickly. The fatigue went away really quickly. I have more energy to work out after work. I went on walks after work, and even on my days off, where I would just sit and, you know, scroll on TikTok or Instagram and not really do anything. Now I'm going out for walks, and now I'm exercising, and now I'm looking into my meal plan for the next week, and just those little things, but it makes such a huge impact for my week.
It really does, and it's the little habits that make a huge impact, and that's, I think, what started happening for you is you had more energy, so then you've had more energy after work to go for walks, to do workouts, to meal prep, and it affected your whole mood, and now then into your mental health. So, how would you describe your mental health now, 6 weeks on?
I've definitely felt a huge change. I am more positive, more happy, definitely trying to stay away from those negative self-talks. And if it pops up, I'll sit with it, I'll go through it, work it out, what's going on, why did I feel this way, talk to my partner about it maybe, because maybe something's happened. But then, you know, I work through it and I definitely focus on the positive. I try and, journaling now is really good. But yeah, definitely trying to just work through it and find out why I'm feeling this way.
I'm so glad that you're sitting with the emotion, even though it's a tough, sad, challenging emotion, but you're like, what's going on here?
Yeah.
What's the root? What's the trigger?
And I let myself cry if I need to
cry.
You know, I did that last week.
Good.
But yeah, I think I never used to do that before. I would just dwell on it or not talk about it.
You would bottle it up, shove
Absolutely.
It under the rug.
Absolutely. I'm such a bottler. And Hayden knows this too, I would bottle everything up for weeks on end, and then one little thing would tip me off, and I was just an emotional mess. And it was just not good for our relationship. Hayden then felt like he had to pick up the pieces, and I don't like that.
Mm.
So yeah, now we're talking about it a lot earlier than I was before.
Yeah.
And it's been really good.
This must be so positive for both you and him. What has he said to you?
He has been a huge supporter. Honestly, he's been the best. He's seen the difference as well as noticed the difference mentally, for me at least. We were talking about it last night and how, I think he was talking to a friend and he was like, oh, Shane's doing this challenge. And his friend's like, why? And he just said, you know, just self-growth and self-affirmations and beliefs and everything like that. And she's just doing it for herself. And I thought that was really nice that he noticed. But we hadn't really talked about it. I kind of just went into this challenge. And I was like, hey, this is what I'm doing. We never really spoke deep about it. But he already noticed it without having to have that conversation. And that was really fun. That was a really nice little chat that we had. Just, you know, hear it from him. But he sees it as well, which I think is really nice. He's commented on my body and he said, you know, you're looking really good today. And not that he didn't before, but just now it's really nice. I don't believe it, which I think is the biggest thing that I actually believe what he's saying.
And he gives you a compliment.
Yes.
It's like, I can accept that rather than an off comment where you try and push it away.
Yeah.
Oh, that is so good. Because what I love is that when someone starts a fitness journey, often it's just, I want to lose a few kilos.
Yeah.
And then everything else, what we're talking about here, PCOS, mental health, your relationship, how you feel in photos and your clothes, shopping, all of it changes. I call it the ripple effect. And now it's setting up for your future with your ambition for your future, your family for your future. But imagine if you hadn't made that decision 6 weeks ago. Where might have you been instead?
Bloated.
Yes.
No, definitely more anxious and depressed again. Probably not in a good spot with Hayden because I did bottle up a lot of emotions. And more, I think, just down with myself with the PCOS symptoms. I always felt like I couldn't control it. And I always thought that in the future I wouldn't be able to have babies. Nothing to say that I can't or will, you know, like I still don't know. But I think I'm just more positive about that idea now. And it's not going to happen for a few years, but I know if I keep with these habits, then I will be able to, you know. My biggest goal was to fall pregnant naturally. And I feel like I can if I stick to this And even if it doesn't happen, I'll know there's other ways.
Yeah.
But I'll be positive about it.
Yeah. And you've set yourself up for success. You've given yourself the best chance for success.
Yeah.
Rather than waiting the 3 years, then having the fertility issues, and then having to fix it, you're fixing it now. Because I believe that prevention's better than cure.
Absolutely.
Same for our mental health. I'd rather prevent a breakdown than have a breakdown.
Yeah.
And how did you find this journaling experience? Because journaling's something new that I encourage you to do, because you were talking about how you felt before, where you feel now, and I said, you've got to write it down, remember this, record this, because there'll be times, you'll have valleys and seasons in the future where you're not feeling so great, and you've got to remember the journey that you went on and how far you've come, just to be proud of yourself, because sometimes we can forget how bad it once was.
Yeah.
How did you find journaling?
I was really excited about it, actually. I kind of just got my pen and paper, sat down, really excited. But then I felt like quite serious about it, and I took it seriously. I really wanted to, you know, make an effort and put my feelings to paper. And I feel like I did it quite well. I, again, sat with my feelings, sat with my emotions, and thought, what was I feeling these, like, you know, last 12 months? And then comparing that was really nice to see that I really didn't like shopping 12 months ago, because I hated jeans shopping, or I couldn't fit into anything, and I would leave the center feeling really anxious and depressed about myself. And then now I didn't, you know, last week I went shopping, I didn't have those feelings. Writing it down and seeing it was just, I think, inspiring for myself. I could read it and go, oh wow, that's me.
It cements it too.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah. And how did you find the online coaching?
Really good. I think just having that ability to text you when I felt like I needed to, or you just messaged me and I was able to reply. I just think that was really nice. I think having someone hold me accountable as well. And if I am having a bad day, you text and I'd be like, oh, this is why I'm doing it. You know,
yes.
Like, it was just a nice reminder. Yes. I think, yeah, the online part was really nice, because I used to get really anxious with gyms. And I think having it online, it took away the self-doubt thoughts, but also like the anxious feelings of, I don't have to go into a gym, I can do it in the comfort of my own home, but also talk to someone who knows what they're doing and will appreciate the fact that I'm messaging back and, you know, trying to do what I'm trying to do.
Absolutely. Yeah. And then also you got the nutrition side of things, where sometimes when you start in a gym, if you're overwhelmed by the equipment, you have no idea what to do, let alone someone giving you a nutrition plan that's easy to follow, that you enjoy to eat, let alone having an accountability coach. So you kind of got the best of all worlds from the comfort of your own home.
Yes.
And then we just called up every 1 or 2 weeks on video call as well to go deeper into topics.
Yeah.
And how did you find the nutrition side?
Really good. It was, I think, a bit skeptical at first. Again, just getting out of those habits of portions and all larger portions, trying to figure out what was right for me and if I still felt hungry afterwards, and, you know, what can I tweak. But I didn't struggle with it as much as I thought I would, and even the weighing out the foods, I feel like I've done better than I thought I would again.
Because that's another thing that popped up in our coaching, was once upon a time you were nervous about the number on the scales, and once upon a time weighing that food or looking at portion sizes would have stressed you out, but we committed to staying curious.
Yeah.
That even meant you weighed yourself a few times a week just to see your ups and downs, bloating, cycle, and we took an average of the week. We looked at the overall trend of your weight, not the exact day-to-day weight.
Yeah.
How did that shift in your mindset feel?
It was a big shift. I do feel like I was very up and down with it. I got a bit anxious at first, and then I worked through it and got a bit anxious again. You know, if it went up the next day. I know week 5, last week, I was on a steady decline, and I was like, wow, this is great. And then come the first day of week 6, and I was up a little bit, and I was like, oh, bugger. You know, like all that effort, all that work down the drain. And I was like, what am I talking about? You know, like, I've just worked through all of this, just one, you know, a couple grams is not going to hurt anyone. And yeah, it was a big shift.
And to now start being like not emotionally attached to the numbers, being more neutral about the numbers, because what I encourage everyone is, it's just data.
Yeah.
If you're tracking food, you're weighing yourself, you're tracking the weights that you're lifting, it's not to judge your worth or to give you judgment upon yourself of whether you're doing good or bad. It is literally data.
Mm-hmm.
So for me as a coach, I can make more educated information back to you.
Yes.
And a lot of people, they struggle with that at the start because they have this performance mentality. They want to be a perfectionist and they want the numbers to be always on the downhill. It's not like that.
I definitely
life's not like that.
Yeah.
And you did really well.
Yeah.
And going forwards, what are your new goals now?
I think I'm definitely focusing long term. It is to maintain 3 to 4 workouts a week, going on walks more regularly, even just getting outside, even if I'm not walking as much. I am looking forward to meal planning or meal prepping as well, because I don't really meal prep because I have time in the afternoon to cook and I like cooking. But I'm going to have to meal prep for my placement coming
up. Yeah, it's getting busy.
It's very busy. But I'm looking forward to it. And I think having like a set meal plan to follow will make it easier as well and just ease my mind and my stress, because it's still there. I still get quite stressed, but I think working through it and having a list to look at will be a lot nicer as well than having to think about all my groceries and meals that we're going to have to cook.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. It'll be something off your plate that you don't have to deal with.
Yeah.
And what is great is you are moving into a busy season of life. Mm-hmm. You've got a holiday next week, but you're still committing to 3 workouts, just some bodyweight workouts with a booty band while you're away that I've written you.
Yeah.
And then also, you're then going into like 8 weeks of placement.
Yes.
But we've prepared. We're like, okay, these are going to be our workouts. This is how we're going to make it fit in. This is what we're going to adjust in terms of your workouts, because it's 100% personalized to you.
Yes.
And then it's empowering rather than scary.
And I think having it set up for the future for me, even like, you know, a few weeks in advance, it just eases my mind so much.
Yeah.
And I would have been so stressed about it. And even this week has been really, really busy for me. And I find that the stress would peak up a little bit after work. Oh, I wouldn't have time to work out, or don't have time to walk the dog. And, you know, I had to work through that. One day I didn't walk the dog. Well, yesterday I walked Dusky, but she hurt her foot. And so I didn't get to work out in the afternoon. And it just, I was like, oh, okay, well, not today, but I'll definitely do it tomorrow. And I think even then it's just motivating for the next day to go, I'm going to work out tomorrow, I'm going to achieve my goal. And even if it doesn't happen that day, I've got the next day to do it.
Yeah.
So I definitely big shift there.
And that's the keeping that flexible, adaptive mindset, because life doesn't go to plan.
No.
We're always going to have an event coming up, a challenge, a holiday, a reason to make an excuse, a reason to not start something now. But I always tell people that starting something now, even if you are busy, is the best time, because if you prove to yourself that you can do it whilst you're busy, whilst life isn't going to plan, then you can do it any time of the year. I love people who start a 6-week challenge in December and they do it through Christmas. Those people are my people. Yeah. And also, I even one time said to myself, I'm not going to eat any sugar on Christmas Day, as a challenge to myself, to prove to myself if I can do it on Christmas Day, I can do it any time of the year.
Yes.
And it wasn't to be strict. It wasn't to cut out sugar forever. It was just to give myself a challenge and realize how strong my mind is and my discipline, my focus can be.
Yeah.
I love it. That's awesome. I love hearing these stories of these transformative changes, not just physically, but mentally. I mean, like, we've not even spoken about the kilos you've lost. It's been like 3-4 kilos in the 6 weeks. We haven't even spoken about that.
No.
We've spoken about all the other changes in your life. And I want people to pick this up, is that you think you're starting for weight loss, and it is how your stress, your career, your business, your focus, your discipline, your health, your energy, your vitality, you're not burning out. Mm-hmm. Like, that's all that changes as well.
Yeah.
You get stronger, you believe in yourself, you don't have this much self-doubt anymore.
I think I like myself a little bit
better. Yes. You have a better body image.
Yes.
Yeah. Or if those negative body image thoughts do pop up, or if those anxious thoughts do pop up, you at least know how to deal with them now.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Like the Tuesday of this week, I was bloated. I was not feeling great. I woke up to go to work and I was like, oh, I just don't want to do it today. But I worked through it. I went to work, did my workout in the afternoon, felt good about it. I don't think I did a full workout.
Is that the day we chatted too?
I think so.
Yeah.
But I was just really excited about it. I didn't do a full workout because I was just feeling quite fatigued after work that day. But then, you know,
how many people think that, get stuck in that rut and go around in circles all day?
Yeah.
When really, you turned around the day, you turned around the thoughts, and you finished that day probably feeling quite proud of yourself.
Yeah, I really did.
Accomplished.
Yeah.
I love it. Well, thank you so much for being on the podcast today, but also thank you for being one of our clients.
Thank you.
Enjoy your holiday next week.